Good morning and welcome to Party Line. I am your host, Wendy Corr. So glad to have you with us today. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Cody Country. And we're going to be talking today with one of the really most active social and service groups here in Cody, the Cody Soroptimist Club. They're having their 9th annual Run for Hope coming up here in just a few weeks. And so in the studio to talk with me about this are Katie O'Brien. Katie is the president of this year's Soroptimist organization. Tanya Riley, who is a past president. We're so glad to have you both here today. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
Thanks, Wendy, for having us.
Absolutely. So this is, of course, the 9th year in a row that you guys have done this Run for Hope. And it's a 5K, 10K, it's a fundraiser, but it's just a great gathering. Tell us a little bit about this year in particular, Katie.
So this year, our run will be held on October 7th up at the Quad Center. It will be chip timed. It's a 5K, 10K walk and run. So if you don't want to run, we do encourage walkers. We encourage all ages. You know, if you're competitive, the chip timing kind of helps. If you just want to come out and have fun, we're having a superhero costume contest.
Oh, how fun is that?
Which is new this year, right?
Yeah, yep.
And we'll award prizes for that. So
yeah, gather your friends, coworkers, family, dress up as your favorite superhero and come out.
Yeah. Registration, if you do it in advance, it's $30. It's
okay.
$35 the day of the race. Students under 19 will be $20, and the kids race 10 and under is just $10 to make it more economical for families.
That makes good sense. But of course, it is a fundraiser.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's something that I think that we need to keep in mind, because I love doing these 5K and 10K races. I just think that there's something about it. Tanya, we were talking beforehand. There's a competitive edge, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like a party.
Yeah. Once you get out there on the track per se, I mean, you are surrounded by everybody else who has the same interest as you, and it makes you more motivated to move a little faster, whether you're just a walker or a runner or a jog walker like myself.
That's me. Yep, exactly.
And this year we're actually starting it an hour earlier. We've heard from a number of walkers and runners that an earlier start, it's cooler out. It's actually easier to get motivated. So it starts at 9 o'clock, and then, like Katie was saying, we're doing a kids race at 8:30, and it's just a fun way for the kids to be active, and we have them run around the Quad Center a couple times, and then
there's prizes.
Win some great prizes.
Oh, yes. See, the prizes for the kids, that's what they want. They want to know that there's prizes involved. So that's great. So tell us a little bit about it's the standard route that a lot of the town, a lot of the 5Ks
happen. The regular 5K, 10K route. It'll start at the rec center and then head up Stampede. The 5Kers will take a left, I believe it's on 11th Street, and the 10Kers will continue up to the Calgard at Red Lake and then come back around, and then they all go around Beck Lake and then end up at the rec center again.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, this is a fundraiser, and that is something that we want people to really be aware of. The money that is raised during this Soroptimist Run for Hope goes to some really amazing places. So,
right.
Katie?
Well, so we have two major fundraisers a year, this one being our fall one, to raise money strictly for the Laney Cole Memorial Women's Cancer Fund. So what we're able to do is provide women a small amount of money. It's $595. We have a simple application process. We have flyers at the Cancer Center where you can get one from any Soroptimist. But basically, if somebody, a woman or in that is getting serviced in Park County or lives in Park County, needs some help, they just call up. We have a really easy application, small amount of questions. We want to make it, you know, not very obtrusive for them, but we want to help. And last year we helped 30 people. Is that
yeah,
right?
30 women. We gave out over $17,000 to women who were battling cancer and just needed that little boost.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Just in 2017, and we've been doing this for nine years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, in the last 8 years, we've assisted 185 women, giving out over $100,000.
Yeah.
So we truly could not do that without this run, for one thing, and all the participants. But then we have some amazing sponsors that back us every year.
Right.
We couldn't do it without, like, the Lions Club. Northern Wyoming Surgical Center, Bighorn Basin Cancer Center, Level 4 Wealth Management. And this year, we actually had a new sponsor on an unfortunate side, but Terry Patton, who many of us know, her family gave us some sponsorship. So
that's very, very wonderful. That's hard for a lot of people because she was close to a lot of people here in Cody. But what a great way to use some of that money to advance this whole idea of helping people who are suffering from breast cancer.
Yep. Yeah, and it's all sorts of cancer.
It's
as
not
well.
Just breast cancer. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. If you do want to register early, you can do it online. But we also have the availability to register at Sports HQ, Sunlight Sports, Pinnacle Bank, or First American Title. We do have other lower-level sponsors I'd like to mention. Morrison Merrily, Advantage Rehab, Household Law Firm, Edward Jones, Pinnacle Bank, First Bank of Wyoming, Wells Fargo Advisors, TC Custom Building, and Arrowhead Custom Cabinets. We really appreciate their support for this.
And this is why, again, we've got such an amazing community. So many people are willing and their businesses are willing to step up and say, let me help, let me offer something to this. It gets the entire community involved.
Absolutely.
So this is a great thing. So once again, this is the 9th annual Cody Seroptimist Run for Hope. The proceeds are going to benefit the Laney Cole Memorial Women's Cancer Fund. It's going to be October 7th. So it's about not quite a month away.
Right. Yeah, rain or shine. We
yes.
Get there.
Or snow.
Or
we've
snow.
Done it
yes.
in snow before.
Oh my
so.
Gosh, yes. But register early because then you get the t-shirt.
Yeah, for your entry fee, we have some amazing t-shirts. To guarantee your t-shirt size, we do ask that you register by this Friday, the 15th. We always plan on some extras, so if you do register later, we hope to have your size. But they're great shirts, and they're great for running. So if you are a runner walker, you'll appreciate it. So
great. So do that by getting online. And where do you? What's the website to get online to register at?
It's itsyourrace.com. itsyourrace.com.
itsyourrace.com. And you can register there to get to participate in the 5K, 10K walk run.
And if you decide last minute, I know there's a lot of us out there that kind of wait till the day of or the night before, decide what we're going to do. You can register the day of 8 o'clock or anytime from 8 to 9 at the rec center. Again, it's just $5 more, but you can still participate.
Perfect. All right. Well, Katie and Tanya, thank you so much for being on this first half. We're going to come back. Don't go away. We're going to come back and talk with Katie and Tanya about the Seroptimists and what they do here for the community of Cody and the greater organization of Seroptimists. So we will be back in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back to Party Line. For our last few minutes of the show here, we want to talk with Katie O'Brien, who's the president of the Seroptimist organization here in Cody, and Tanya Riley, who is a past president. And we want to talk about the Seroptimist organization as a whole. Now, my understanding is that this is the beginning of your club year, correct?
Correct. We only meet from September to May, so we take our summers off to enjoy our family and our friends. So this September 27th is our membership drive meeting. So if you're curious about Seroptimist, you want to see what the program is about, what we do, how we do it, why we do it, come to the Holiday Inn on the 27th at noon. Mm-hmm. We will be meeting and we'll buy you lunch. You can come learn.
There you go. You buy you lunch. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yes. And free lunch is for anybody who's just kind of checking
a prospect,
it out.
Yes. Someone yep. who has some interest in the organization, definitely.
Yep.
Fantastic. And this is something that you do annually. Your numbers are growing. I mean, this is one of the most thriving, active service organizations in the community. And that's saying a lot because we have amazing active service organizations in this community.
Yeah, I think last I saw, I think we're over close to 65 members. Right. And I would say of that 65 members, 65 of them are active. I mean, they all have a part in what we do, whether they show up and volunteer like at our run or show up at our wine tasting and volunteer, or they're committee members. They're the ones organizing things. Very active group of women.
Your projects, too, are very hands-on. You were talking, Tanya, earlier about Girl Scouts. You guys have a Girl Scout troop that you sponsor.
We have a Seroptimist Girl Scout troop. We're going on our fourth year. We meet with a group of girls down at the formerly known as Boys and Girls Club location. And it's been a great thing for the girls and those of us volunteering. We also meet with a group of girls at the high school for our Dream It Be It project. It's more of a mentoring, monthly mentoring session.
Okay.
We have our Shop for Success, where we have clothing available for women in the community that are looking for jobs or just need that extra boost.
Yes.
Gosh, we have grants. Last year we gave out like $15,000 in grants to local groups in our community that have the same mission as Soroptimus.
Right.
And empowering and bettering women and girls.
And of course, your demographic in the group is just really wide. You have members who have been there since the inception of Soroptimus in Cody.
Right. We love our members that have been there for a long time, Doreen Skates, Marge Wilder. Mm-hmm. And then we have young, energetic entrepreneur women who, you know, banking industry, hotel industry, construction industry, we're all over the map. If you have a skill and you want to use it and you're looking for a group, if you like to cook, if you like to sew, we do dignity dresses.
Yep.
It's a national organization that takes dresses over to young girls in Vietnam.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing that as part of the COPI, Children of Peace International. And
which was a trip I took earlier this year, and I only would have known about it through Soroptimus.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for this organization, I wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a hands-on group locally, and it's also if you want to be hands-on globally. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Soroptimus, the Rocky Mountain region, we have the Americas, and then we are a global.
Soroptimus International as well.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody has questions about everything from the Run for Hope, which again is going to be October 7th, 9 a.m. start, and or if they have questions about Soroptimus as an organization, is there a number they can call? Is there a webpage they can go to?
We do have a Facebook page. We have a website. They are more than welcome to even just call me. It's 307-578-7677. I'm the president of the club, and if I can't answer a question, there's a lot of women that can, so I'm happy to help.
Fantastic. Katie and Tanya, thank you so much for being on the show today. What a great organization, and good luck with the run on October 7th. We'll be there. I'll commit on
we'll
the
see
air.
You there.
I will be there.
So,
all right. Sounds
all right,
good. Thank you folks for tuning in today. Have a fantastic Tuesday. Stay tuned for Speak Your Peace in just a few minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.